Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Barbara Weltman back on the show. Barbara is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. We'll celebrate her 19th anniversary in a couple of months. She is the person who knows more about small business public taxes and operating your business than anybody that I know. She's the author of all the J.K. Lasser's small business taxes books, including Small Business Taxes 2017. Is that out right now?
That's out, and that's for the 2016 return and for tax planning now.
Welcome back, Barbara.
Thank you.
And so, okay, speaking of taxes, let's do that. Let's do this segment. Let's do the changes for some of the things that people can do right now to impact their 2016 returns. One thing, though, I want you to tell us about, remind us about the dates that have changed.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure. Well, one of the things that we want to encourage people to think about is if you need equipment, if you need to upgrade what you have, if you need new machinery, new office furniture, new tablets for everybody, if you buy the stuff and place it in service before the end of the year, likely you're going to be able to write the whole cost off.
Right.
And that's so whether you finance the purchase or pay cash.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So we have, because we have a big first-year expensing opportunity, we have a de minimis small business, a de minimis safe harbor that you can just write stuff off easily,
mm-hmm.
up to $2,500 per item or invoice, and a whole slew of opportunities there.
But if you have passive losses, those have to be applied toward passive income, don't they?
Right. And
that's, I learned that. I got reminded about that last year.
Yeah, that's absolutely true, especially. This comes into play primarily for people who have a rental property.
Right. I had a construction project that exceeded my passive income, and I was counting on that towards deductions, and my accountant reminded me about, and I knew it, I just forgot about it.
No worries.
So you got to pay attention to that, folks. All right, but what about the dates? Quickly on the dates for corporations and all that's changed.
Well, you're talking about the filing deadline.
Filing dates, yeah.
Yeah. So S corporations and partnerships, you're going to have to file in March. It's the same for S corporations; hasn't changed. But for partnerships, you used to file the April deadline,
right.
The same as individuals. But that's been moved up. Conversely, if you have a C corporation, a regular corporation that's on a calendar year basis, you used to file by March, but now you don't have to do it until April.
But your extension is still through September 15th.
So you
can file later, but you have to. But your extension is only 5 months, not 6 months. For the C corp.
Well, no, you're going to get 6 months as a partnership now.
No, C corp. For a C corp, you were talking about
C corp. Yes, C corp.
Yeah.
You're only going to get
but
5 months at the present time.
Partnerships move back to March.
Move back and get
C corps move forward to April.
Right.
LLCs as partnerships move back too, right?
Yeah, one of the things I think we all ought to pay attention to are the filing deadlines for submitting the W-2s and
that's
the 1099s where you're reporting non-employee compensation.
Mm-hmm. That's changed too, hasn't it?
That's changed. This time for submitting them to the worker is the same, but the time for transmitting the copies to Social Security or IRS, depending on the form, that's been moved up. So
what are those dates? You have them handy?
So basically, it's the same date.
Okay.
So we want to know. We want to.
So the
file, sure
the date
that.
For the to have them to employees is the same date as is to have them to the government.
Pretty much. Yep.
So what about the sub S? What has did sub S change to filing date?
No, that's
it's still March 15th.
Yeah, that's still March 15th, and still an extension to September.
Okay.
Mid-September.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So what else? What else can they do to affect their there's just some retirement stuff they can do?
Sure, you can set up a retirement plan. And when I say set up, all I mean is you have to sign the paperwork with the financial institution to create, for example, a profit-sharing plan. So if you think this has been a good year and you want to benefit your employees and yourself as the owner, mm-hmm. that's the way to do it.
Mm-hmm. So this would be an opportunity to shelter some income that beyond an IRA, for example.
Precisely.
Yeah.
I think one of the biggest things to think about right now is if your business is on the cash basis, not accrual, so mm-hmm. if you're a service business on the cash basis, you have a lot of flexibility. And given the likelihood of tax reform where rates will be lower,
right.
it makes deductions more valuable now.
Now, right.
So you want to make sure to pay off all your...
Accelerate them if you can.
Exactly. Pay off all your accounts payable.
BarbaraWelkman.com, ladies and gentlemen. Check out her site. You'll get smarter when you do. We're going to take a quick break. Come back after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.